Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Pass that bottle, baby.
And what?
Pass that bottle.
I'm excited.
Hey, are we just going to gloss over what happened Monday night and just go on with the food and wine talk?
Monday
we
night?
We didn't even talk about it last Sunday.
I don't before remember it that happened. Far back.
Yeah. All these Alabama fans got selective amnesia right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's there to talk about?
Yeah, the best team in the country won the game.
They did.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think they proved it.
Which is
not a slight to Alabama at all.
I just hope this doesn't turn into an every other year thing. Clemson wins it 1 year and Alabama wins it 1 year, just going back and forth.
About every five, can you throw us a bone?
Yeah, we'll work. We'll see what that.
Yeah.
See if we can do something about that.
Well, you know, there isn't a coach in America that would not want to have a 14-1 season,
exactly,
come up number two in the nation and play in the national championship game.
Yeah.
So all is not lost.
Yeah, no kidding.
I just wish Nick Saban had been a little more animated than he was in the Oklahoma game.
Yeah.
Like breaking headphone sets.
Well, was it just me? Because every time I would see them put a camera on Nick, it looked like he was standing there by himself.
With his arms crossed.
Were the other coaches?
Nothing. And especially when there were two obvious pass interferences, and Nick Saban didn't even jump them or anything.
And why didn't Jalen come in
sooner? Yeah. But, you know, those are all things.
Of course, he's gone.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, and he'll be gone now for sure. So.
Okay, so we got
and
to
wish him
so,
good luck. He seems like a fine young man.
Yeah, he really does. Got it. Now, it's some football that'll make you happy.
What's that?
The Cowboys lost. I saw you posted a meme or 20
yeah.
about it. Heather was not enjoying the game at all.
Are the Saints still alive?
Heck yeah. Number one seed.
Number one seed.
They host the defending champions today.
The Philadelphia Eagles today at 3:45 or 3:15, three-ish.
Can I share a quick Saints story?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I used to work with a fellow named Scott Harrison who was working with me out of Biloxi. And Scott goes to these games, and occasionally I go with him, and I get to do the locker room interviews where I hand my cell phone to some football player and he talks to New York or ESPN or one of those networks. And but anyhow, the Saints won the Super Bowl a couple of years back. And we had beautiful press boxes up about the second balcony on the 11-yard line. Beautiful viewpoint up there. They win the Super Bowl. First thing that happens, they get an all-brand-new locker room.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that happens, they converted all those press area to skyboxes.
Yeah.
They stuck us up in the very top two or three rows, way up in the other end of the field. And, you know, you talk about nosebleed. We were looking down on that big TV thing that is over the field.
Yeah.
And, but talk about excitement. I've never been in a stadium. Because I was there the first game of the next season, mm-hmm, and it was so loud the whole game, mm-hmm, the cheering never even ebbed. You had to scream at somebody sitting right beside you to hear each other.
I used to go to a lot of Saints games a long time ago, and I quit going because every time I went, they lost.
Well, thank you for not going anymore.
The year I quit going is the year they won the Super Bowl.
They have some witches down in the district, down in the quarter. I know that they got these Saints dolls, and about halfway through the season, if New Orleans is doing too good, they start putting pins in the
witches. Heads. You mean mafia?
Well, the voodoo queens.
Yeah.
Well, look.
At what?
Did you hear what played right before our show started?
Yeah, it was a commercial for Bob's Diner. That's a fine eating establishment.
That's why I'm excited.
The Sip and Chew show is brought to you by Bob's
Diner. Proudly.
Proudly. at the corner of Fat and Happy. And I'm going to tell you what, I've gotten fat and happy there many a time.
Yeah. That's my favorite website, fatandhappy.com.
Well, we're excited about having Tony and the gang down there as our sponsors. And
hey, Mike, are they doing a brunch right now?
Yes.
At this moment.
So if you're out riding around thinking, boy, I really want to find a place in Mobile where I can go to a brunch without
adult
beverages.
Yeah. They have breakfast right now, but brunch, what I classify as brunch, is 10:30. Starts at 10.
Oh, okay. So you can eat your way through breakfast and lunch.
Well, you know,
or drink your way through.
That's it right there. You have the mimosas or the poinsettia, which Lou likes. She likes the poinsettias.
Now, I've never heard of a poinsettia.
It's champagne and cranberry juice.
Oh, okay. Now, that's not a mimosa. No.
Orange juice and champagne is a mimosa.
That's right.
Or champagne,
Is Bloody Mary on there? I hope.
They do Bloody Marys.
So, okay.
They have good Bloody Marys, too, by the way.
And thank you, Tony Sawyer, for being part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited. So anyway, there are some teasers that have been hitting the Facebook social media page.
Teasers.
And it's about a little red building out on O'Shell Road. And yes, folks, they are starting to tease us now. And I'm going to tell you, I've been going to a lot of barbecue places, and I've only found a few really, really good barbecue places. That are neither one of them, the two are in Mobile. They're in Baldwin County.
Yeah. You need to get up to Southland then.
Maybe I do. Yeah. Maybe I do. And but
yeah, Jay Rogers is something nice.
Yeah. Well, I'll do that. And but I'm gonna tell you, if you hadn't seen it, the Brick Pit has started teasing everybody on social media.
It is funny that you bring up Little Red Buildings.
Yeah,
because this Saturday. The Little Red Schoolhouse down on Dolphin Island, they're having the wings and chili contest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And went to Art Walk the other night.
Yeah.
Fantastic Art Walk. I don't know where everybody was. The weather was great.
Hadn't been anybody out all this week.
Yeah.
Everywhere I've been, it's been dead. Every restaurant, everything.
But great Art Walk, but ran into David Calametti.
Yeah.
He made the mention to Heather he might need some judging this weekend. So this is a WFC sanctioned event.
Ooh,
so one of the first of the new year, and Gene Fox, you know, can get you all the information, so just, you know, Google Gene Fox.
Everybody so that won't be a judgment-free zone?
No, exactly the opposite.
Okay.
We need a cymbal and drums.
Rim shot.
We need a rim shot, Charlie.
Needing and getting are two different things, as we all know.
Yeah, I couldn't make the meeting because way down on Dolphin Island, so I couldn't make the meeting the other night. Also, the other night, the same night, they had a meeting for the Cajun cook-off, so it's hard to ride two horses with one butt.
Yeah, so I just didn't go to either one.
that's me.
Yeah. Garrick Ogburn was on last week, Nourish Cafe. Sent Heather home Friday with a Cambro full of his homemade sourdough.
The dough.
And from a starter he has had for 4 years.
Wow.
I made two loaves of it last night. Wow. My gosh.
Yeah,
some good stuff, Garrick. That is. He made some last week and was serving it. And he makes everything from scratch. Heather's been coming home talking about, he made the weirdest thing, and it was delicious, all of this, but he was in there making the bread.
Oh, that must be.
So if y'all hadn't got down to the Y to check out Nourish Cafe and Garrick, you need to. And that sourdough, just whacked it as soon as it came out of the oven, cut two great big 2-inch thick slices, put a big old chunk of challenge butter on each one of them, and that was our final meal of the day.
Cool. And, you know, not too far from him, the Iron Hand has opened up. It's a brew pub. And they do plan on doing their own brewery, making their own beers there. But they carry a number of things from other people. They've got, like, fish and chips. I don't know if they have mushy peas, though. But
good, because those are gross. I know. There was a great segment.
I don't eat peas anyway.
The or the original Daily Show that was hosted by John Kilgore, even before John Stewart got there. Great, but they had a great English thing. But we'll tell you about it when we come back from the break.
343-0106.
Hey, that was what I was trying to think of.
And you can text us there. You give us a call. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, give before the end of the show.
This is a participation sport, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. It's also a contact sport.
Mm-hmm.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, it's Executive Chef Rudy Rudolph from Bill's on the Beach in Gulf Shores, Alabama. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Boy, there was an excited crowd behind him.
I believe that was at World Food Championships.
Yep. Hey, what I was going to say about the place downtown, Iron Hand, is a beautiful, beautiful old building that's in Detani Square.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot of parking, but you know that's there's you can park on the streets.
You can park at Mike's place.
Almost. I can walk to it and crawl back if I had to. When I do a pub crawl, I literally.
Yeah.
Do a pub crawl.
I was going to ask you if you actually did that, but then I've got this mental image, and I could see it.
But it turns out whenever I ride my bike after I've been out at night, I always come down with cellulitis. So.
Can you get a DUI on a bike?
Yep. I don't know.
Absolutely. If you're on a public street, you can.
I don't know.
Well, what if you're on the sidewalk?
Then you have a bicycle somewhere it's not supposed to go, and you've got public intoxication. Yeah, they just
don't. Only if you're obvious.
But, yeah.
But I've never been that way. So anyway.
Obvious?
Never. Yeah. Obvious, yeah.
I was going to say before we went to the break, the old Daily Show, when before Jon Stewart took it on, was John Kilgore, who was from ESPN, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But he had John Cleese on one night. It's a lot of Johns that throw at you. It was Craig Kilborn. And he was doing what he called his seven questions, and they were always rapid fire, and the guest had to give a quick answer. And the last one on there was, why does British food suck? And without missing a beat, John Cleese said, give us a break, we were running an empire. So mushy peas, they're gross.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of meat peas anyway, because that was on every meal we had growing up. The only thing that and mac and cheese. I will not eat mac and cheese or green peas to this day. The only thing that changed at night was the meat, and that was questionable if that was good or not.
You're going to be in real trouble if you go to Costco.
Why?
You heard the story. They're selling mac and cheese in 27-pound packages, and they're selling out.
Yeah, let them. Yeah,
it's supposed to be survival food, and it will stay fresh until 20-something.
I'll just die.
Yeah.
I'll die of starvation. I won't eat it.
Well, you don't have to if you go out and eat somewhere else. In fact, where did you eat? Where'd you eat, Mike?
Well, I'm doing most of my eating because of the diet I'm on. Mm-hmm. I'm doing most of my eating during the day.
Right.
But I want to hear yours first while I look up mine.
I don't remember mine.
You know, I mentioned we went out Art Walk. We started at what is probably Heather's favorite restaurant in town. If you want to call this exactly a restaurant, surely you go there, you sit down, you order, you eat, you drink. It's the Cheese Cottage.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, man, I got that pimento goat cheese and bacon sandwich. Oh, my gosh, that was good. They had a kale and potato soup with sausage in it that night that was beyond perfect for a brisk night. It was brisk, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finally, the one thing she wanted to see at Art Walk was this Serpents of Bienville, which is a shop on Government.
Yeah.
That delves into the history of Bienville, you know, our pal that, you know, helped us name our square. He was covered with snake tattoos because when he got over here with the Mauvillas, he went native. And so she wanted to go see the exhibit on that and everything. That's a bit of a walk from Bienville Square to the 700 block of Government Street. Luckily, about two or three blocks before then, we got to stop at Serta's Brewing. Yeah. I had not been to the new brew house.
And it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, really was. Went in. They had an espresso porter that I just loved. And Heather got their German lager. And we had to stop and rest. You know,
I'm sure.
We still had a few blocks to go. But the cheese cottage was terrific. But the other night, I was craving wings.
Wings.
And we live in Sims. So luckily, the best wings place, in my opinion, in Mobile County is in West Mobile. And it's actually called Wemo's.
Mm-hmm.
Right there at Airport and Schillinger. So we're going to go to Wemo's, right? We're going to get us all kinds of different wings, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, we weren't the only ones who had that idea. So they were on a bit of a wait. Briquette's, another fine place on a on that same shopping center.
Yeah.
On a bit of a wait. But this Japanese restaurant that's been there forever, Banzai.
Oh, yeah. It has been there a long time.
So she's
and
like,
there's a reason why it's been there a long time.
There is. I found out why there's a reason it's been there a long time. So we go in. It's very old school sushi. You know, they've got some modern stuff on the on the menu. I believe Heather's roll was crawfish and it was fried. Mine was more traditional. But we got this appetizer, Mike, of these meatballs, these Japanese meatballs that are wrapped in a dough, a dumpling dough with wasabi mixed into the dough.
Like a Wellington?
Yes, very similar to a Wellington, but a Japanese Wellington.
Yeah.
And they were unbelievable. And they start out, they bring you each a little plate of edamame and a basket that has a warm, wet towel rolled up.
A warm, wet towel.
So that you can mop your face and clean your hands off.
After you get it all over you?
Before you start. To refresh yourself before your meal. And it was terrific. So it's probably become our new favorite sushi bar. And as soon as I put that on Facebook, a few minutes later, our buddy Kevin Brooks chimes in and said, yeah, it's his favorite too.
Cool.
And just terrific. And, you know, we're leaving and I'm looking. I'm like, this is the best sushi bar so far that I've found, the best wing place that I've found, and the best locally owned steakhouse in Mobile probably since Corbett's.
All in one corner.
Same parking lot. You could park in the middle of the parking lot and be equal distance to all three of them. And that is refreshing because the rest of that area is inundated with the same old cookie-cutter chain foods.
Yeah.
That's a depressing drive along Schillinger's.
It is.
At that area looking at nothing locally owned. So that one little corner there, that's where I'm doing my business.
You know, you were talking about the snakes.
Yeah.
Okay. Outside of the Iron Hand, if you look on the telephone pole, they've got a snake mounted. And those snakes are mounted on different things all around downtown area. You just got to really look for them, see them.
Yeah.
Most of them, some of them are on telephone poles. What's and they're up, about? So nobody will steal them either.
What's that all about, man?
I don't know. Y'all talking about the snakes.
Well, they were a big part of, you know, the woodland Native American tribes along here. It's a big part of their culture religiously. So maybe it harkens to that. That was the whole reason Bienville was getting the tattoos. He wanted to absorb himself in the local culture. So have you thought to ask anybody?
Well, I've seen it in the Lanyap and I think Mobile Bay Monthly. I've seen these snakes pictured before. There is a story behind it.
Okay.
But
we don't know what it is.
We'll find out. We will find out.
Yeah.
If somebody knows, please call in.
Yeah, but
chime in.
But not just yet, because in our next segment, and I'm really happy that we've got these folks on. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Randy Seal from the Scottish Society of Mobile. Because I got something coming up in a couple of weeks that I have been a part of a number of times. I can't believe you haven't done it. A meal where you toast before each course. I mean, that's just right up your alley. But they have a burn supper coming up where they celebrate the life of Scotland's greatest bard, Robert Burns. And we are all familiar with at least one of his poems. All of us will know it, and you'll recognize it when it plays in a little while.
And we're going to play it on their very radio.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's something all of you know the words to, whether you understand them or not.
Yes.
So when we come back, we'll be talking to Randy Seal about this. And I'm going to probe, because it used to be they would mention at the Burn Supper about the annual drive to bring in more members to the Scottish Society. And that was usually a Scotch tasting that I have also attended.
Okay.
And, you know, when you got 30-something Scotches to choose from, it's a good night, Mike.
I would think about number 20, it'd all start tasting pretty good.
It is. Have you ever done a Scotch tasting?
Yeah.
Couple. It is amazing how different Scotches are in flavor.
Now, I haven't been in a while, but I know one of our big advertisers, Cottage Hill Package Store.
Mm-hmm. Great place.
They do a lot of Scotch tastings and whiskey tastings and beer tastings out there in that little – it used to be a little store. Now it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know why single malt is important. Mm. Isn't that part of a type of scotch?
Yeah, there's two kinds. There's single malt or blended, which means more than one whiskey has been combined.
Mm.
A single malt means it was all made one batch – aged that way.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And then the blendeds are
a couple of
different.
So there's two basic types then.
Right. And they are graded on peatiness and tarness and carameliness. But we'll talk about all of this when we come back with Randy Seal from the Scottish Society of Mobile. Alba Gabra.
Sjoren Begoren.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
Hot.
For all
my whole life, I don't know what this song means. Are we supposed to remember people that we've forgotten? Because that seems impossible. If we've forgotten them, how can we remember them?
We'll talk a cup
of
I was actually doing lines from a movie, Charlie. That was the lines were from When Harry Met Sally.
Charlie.
Yeah, when Harry met Ravi. On the phone with us is Randy Seal.
I don't know.
On the phone with us is Randy Seal from Scottish Society of Mobile. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
Alba Gabra.
Alba Gabra.
For those who don't know what we're saying, that means Scotland forever. All right, you've got something coming.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, thanks for coming on. You know, my brother was the president of the Scottish Society a number of years ago, so that's how I know kind of what's going on the inside. But y'all've got something coming up in a couple of weeks to honor the poet who wrote the lyrics of the song we just heard. Whether you understand what they're talking about or not, that's Robert Burns. So why don't you tell us a little more about your Burns Night Supper?
Well, this will be the 31st consecutive year that we've had a Burns Night in Mobile, Alabama. It's one of the longest-running Scottish cultural events in our area. This year we're having it January 26th at the Ashbury Hotel and Suites on the service road right there by Airport Boulevard.
Not too far from Lucky Irish Pub and Grill, so when y'all
not,
get done, y'all can go
too
get
far.
You. Yeah,
far.
Go get you a little Bellhaven. They carry that there, I believe.
Yes, they do.
Can Scots go to an Irish place?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, all the time, all the time. Our good friends are McGuire's Irish Pub, let me tell you.
Yeah, and the Scots and the Irish, they get in there and they make fun of the English.
Well, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're there for.
And that's their food.
What they're there for.
I mean, if you weren't supposed to make fun of the English, then why would they have those teeth?
Or their food.
Oh, y'all getting really bad here.
Now you know what it's like when there are no Englishmen in the room.
Yeah, the British built the empire on the backs of the Scottish regiment.
Right? There you go. But for folks that have never attended a burn site, and this isn't just something that's done in Mobile. This is done worldwide.
This is a worldwide annual event since 1802. So
right.
This will be the 217th anniversary of a celebration of Robert Burns' life. And a lot of people, their first question is, well, who is Robert Burns and why do you celebrate him? Well, back in 1747, after a little dust-up with the English, the Scots were on the loose again. And the English were so vindictive that they absolutely outlawed everything Scottish. The language, the clothing, the tartan, the bagpipes, anything associated with Scotland was completely outlawed. And they just didn't do that for a short period. They did that for what basically amounted to an entire lifetime. It was 35 years, but the average lifespan back then was 37. So just picture if suddenly you weren't able to say Roll Tide, War Eagle, you weren't able to wear crimson and white or blue and orange, or you couldn't talk about them, you couldn't speak them in public unless you were imprisoned, sent halfway around the world where your life expectancy was like 20%. Second offenses were more severe. Then, when this ended in 1782, there was a young man named Robert Burns who traveled the length and breadth of Scotland, collecting every scrap of memory and song and poem that he could find, and he published. And he basically saved Scottish culture.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the first romantic writers, not to mention a romantic himself, given the number of lady friends he had over his lifetime. But he basically made Scots proud to be Scottish again.
Right.
And because of that, Scots around the world still remember him.
Yeah, I did a paper in college in English literature, and we were supposed to write about one of the English writers we had studied that semester, and I wrote mine on Robert Burns and how he has been neglected by English literature because so much of his imagery involves a Scotsman braining an Englishman with a rock.
Yep.
And therefore, they tried to steer away from teaching English or teaching Burns in an English literature course.
Well, not surprising. Robert Burns is the second most widely read English language poet in the world. He's widely revered worldwide, not only in Scotland and the United States, but he's almost a national hero in, of all places, Russia, and has been since the 19th century. I mean, he's just phenomenally important in the world of literature. It's just amazing that he gets so neglected. And so much of his writing winds up being in everyday usage today that people don't know about. You mentioned Auld Lang Syne, which is sang literally around the world every New Year's.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and it's important that people know who it was that wrote him. Now, I've been to a few of these, but you want to tell people how the evening unfolds? Because it's not your typical banquet.
No, I wouldn't say it was typical. It might be a wee bit more Scottish for most people, but you do it starts out with a fine set of pipes coming in and playing Scotland the Brave, and then there's the introduction of the Scottish officers, and then we move on to a few toasts, one or two or three or four or five.
Right.
We toast the president, we toast the queen, we toast Robert Burns. We have an immortal memory where we remember those friends of ours who've passed away this past year. We do a toast to the lads, a toast to the lassies. It's all good fun. And we have, of course, the high point of the night is the Ode to the Haggis, where the piper again comes in. You'll see a shield bearer with a sword, a bearer carrying Scotch whiskey. You'll see the haggis bearers. You'll see another shield bearer. It'll be paraded around. Everybody will cheer and have a good time and look forward to eating this haggis.
Well, I don't know about the last part.
They oh, sure, eat the haggis. I heard what you eat.
But for those who are unaware, haggis is kind of the Scottish peasants' food that it kept them going in the winter, but it wasn't necessarily the best parts of anything.
Oh, no, no, no. I disagree.
I think definitely the best part, but the average person would say it's not the best parts. But
well, you know, now
it's
we
awful.
Know
it's in trend
eating,
now.
Eating the organs are the best parts mm-hmm. of the beef to eat. I mean, they're leaner, they're richer.
All the nutrients.
Vitamin packed.
Yeah.
It's full of oats and spices, and it's like it's an ancient Scottish, sausage.
Right, and with enough Plowman's pudding, it's edible.
After the English came north and ran off with everything, this is what we had to survive on.
Yeah.
And what they didn't realize is they were just feeding and breeding a better class of opponents with haggis.
Exactly. Now we're just going to eat the stuff that's perfect for warfare in a Highland setting. Great.
Exactly.
But the Plowman's pudding makes it more palatable for the average person, which is essentially like the stuff that goes in mincemeat pie, isn't it? It's just dates
pretty
and
close.
Apples.
Pretty close.
Yeah, lots of cinnamon stuff. Now,
we like to think there's no such thing as an average Scotsman. We're all way above average.
Exactly. Exactly. I was taught that my entire life growing up, and my brother constantly reemphasizes that. And sometime off the air, if we get a chance, I'd love to tell you about his and his wife's visit to Glencoe. It was a great tale to be told at any Burns night. But
you're welcome to come and tell.
Yeah, my girlfriend has never experienced a Burns night, and she her degree is in English literature, so it might be something we'll be looking into.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now, with the Scottish Society, who sponsors this event, do you still do a Scotch tasting each year?
We do two Scotch tastes a year.
Scotch tastings?
Not one, but two, laddie. We have a spring Scotch taste, then we have a wee thing we call Scotchtoberfest.
Scotchtoberfest. I love it.
Why do I not know about this?
I don't know. do y'all still meet at the Botanical Gardens? That's how long it's been.
Oh, no, no. That's been ages ago. Where we meet is monthly, the third Thursday of every month, except during the holiday season, where we accommodate Thanksgiving and Christmas, at the Westminster Presbyterian Church, right there on Airport Boulevard, just past the mall.
Very familiar.
We meet in their fellowship hall. We've been meeting there for probably 10 years now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Just want to throw in, our tickets are $55 for members. They're $65 for non-members. Deadline is coming up at the end of this week, so we still have some available seats. If people are interested, you can call either... I'm sorry. You can call Barbara at 251-610-1706. Or you can email us at info@scottishsocietyofmobile.org, either one.
All right, and do y'all have a Facebook page set up for your Burns Night?
We have a Facebook page, and we have a website, scottishsocietyofmobile.org.
Yeah, excellent. All right, Randy, we're going to go out with a little bit of the Bard, but I wanted to thank you for coming on, and hopefully we'll see you. Will there be a Kaylee this year?
Dude, they're Scots. There's always a Kaylee.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, hopefully we will see you out there, and thanks for coming on. Alba Gabra.
Alba Gabra.
What he said. Well, everybody said, have you thought about joining that? And, all that walking and when I was young. I should have done it when I was younger.
Yeah.
Should have done it when I was younger.
Have you got the poem ready to go there?
Yeah, he's all queued up, and the orator is standing on his soapbox, and he's ready to
recite. Well, let's turn it over to old Rabbi Burns.
We sleek it, cowering timorous beastie. Oh, what a panic's in thy breastie. Thou needna start the wass a hasty with bickering brattle. I would be laith to rin and chase thee with murdering battle. I'm truly sorry man's dominion has broken nature's social union, and justifies that ill opinion which makes thee startle at me, thy poor earth-born companion and fellow mortal. I doubt na whiles, but thou may thieve. What then, poor beastie, thou maun live? A demon ekerna thrave's a small request. I'll get a blessing with the lave, and never missed. Thy wee bit housey to in ruin, it silly was the winds are strewn, and naething now to beg a new end of foggage green. And bleak December's winds ensuing, baith snail and keen. Thou saw the fields lay bare and waste, and weary winter coming fast, and cozy here beneath the blast thou thought to dwell, till crash the cruel coulter passed out through thy cell. That wee bit heap of leaves and stubble has cost thee money a weary nibble. Now thou's turned out for a' thy trouble, but house or hauled to thole the winter sleety dribble and cranyrich cold.
Looking for a great breakfast or lunch? You gotta try Bob's Downtown Diner, 263 St. Francis Street, a block north of Cathedral Square. It's good old-fashioned Americana food made from scratch daily. Try a great appetizer like Conecuh County red beans and rice. Enjoy an Alabama salad. Experience the unique Bama Burger, or try their fried Bonsecure oysters. The complete menu's online at fatandhappy.com. Bob's Downtown Diner opens 7 to 3 every day. You're gonna love it.
For over 16 years, Lanyap has been dedicated to bringing Mobile and Baldwin counties the most extensive news, commentary, investigative reporting, business, cuisine, sports, and arts and entertainment coverage. When another publication became a statewide website instead of a hometown newspaper, we became even more committed, covering our city and county governments, school systems, all the news and stories that matter the most to those of us who live here. This holiday season, we would like to thank the many advertisers who supported us over the years and the over 80,000 readers who pick up Lanyap each week and thousands more who read it online at lanyapmobile.com. We appreciate your support. Now through the end of the year, we have a very special deal for you. Buy a one-year subscription to Lanyap HD and get a six-month subscription for free. Gift it to a friend, neighbor, or relative. Your hometown newspaper delivered right to your mailbox each and every week. It's the perfect stocking stuffer, the gift that keeps giving all year. Details at lanyapmobile.com or call 251-450-4466. From all of us at Lanyap, have a merry, bright, and wonderfully funky holiday season.
Get ready for the 2019 Charity Chase, Saturday, January 26th in downtown Mobile, starting and ending at O'Daly's Irish Pub, 564 Dolphin Street. The Alabama Coastal Foundation is one of the local charities that you can choose to race for and support ACF initiatives, a racing in the 5K, or even the 1 mile fun run. $5 of your registration fee goes to your favorite charity. Details at joinacf.org.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM, so an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 106.5. Let us go to work for you.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
I just was in the mood.
Well, if you will, we go out with Scotland the Brave on bagpipes. That'll always make me happy.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Rob Roy soundtrack. Or Braveheart.
That's a good movie. Both of them are great movies.
Yeah. Braveheart was set in Scotland, filmed in Ireland.
Now, you asked me a question earlier, Stu.
I did?
About where'd I eat.
Yeah.
Now, I set the internet on fire. Well, not the internet, but I set Facebook on fire the other night.
The Facebook?
That explains why I couldn't open it.
Mm-hmm. With pictures of what I cooked Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I did a T-bone pork chop with the squash and onions and two different types of squash.
Charlie, it went viral. Almost 13 people liked it.
Hey, I actually saw it, and I kept waiting for him to say, and I'm announcing my candidacy for president.
but I did my carrots, al dente.
Yeah, al dente.
I think that's what excited most everybody about what that term. Just using the term, if I said grilled carrots, I said, but they were al dente because I got the little skinny carrots, the long skinny carrots.
Baby carrots.
But a lot of people don't know a lot of these terms, restaurant food terms, and there's terms in the wine industry too. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you a few of them, and you explain to the audience, our listening audience, on live on Facebook as well.
Yeah, we're live on Facebook, y'all. Facebook.com/sipandchew.
Al dente, what does that mean?
To the tooth. Refers to mainly used in description of pasta. Americans tend to overcook pasta. If you bite into pasta and it is soft, you burnt your pasta.
Okay.
So it's supposed to have a little toothsomeness, a little bit bite. Not resistance. Crunchy.
Resistance.
Yeah, just a little resistance. And that's what al dente means, to the
resistance.
Tooth.
Resistance.
Right. And you did that with your carrots. So there was just a little bit of snap there.
Oh, my God. They were good. I want to cook them again.
I'll let you.
Okay. All right. How about deglaze?
Deglaze. That brings in another term.
Deglaze.
That brings in another term.
Okay.
Fawn. Both of the a French term, you know, in French it would probably be deglacé, but we deglaze here in America. You take your steak, you pan cook it, right? You pull the steak out, you got a bunch of brown crud on the bottom.
Yeah,
that's fawn.
Okay,
which is French for brown yummy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is a direct translation. But to get that fawned up, and you want it in your sauce. So you add a little bit of wine to it, usually a little beer will work, a little booze if you want.
What about stock?
Stock works as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you put just a little bit in so that it starts boiling immediately and loosens all that fawn up, and you are deglazing the pan.
I love that.
And there's a lot of flavor in that fawn.
Yeah.
And so you want to use it. And just, you know, here's something real quick for you. If you want to try all of this, just get you a couple of ribeyes, T-bones, whatever you like. Pan sear them to a good medium rare. Set them to the side. Deglaze the pan with a little bit of red wine, like a Cabernet Sauvignon, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let it get all that fawned up. Let it reduce by half. Turn off the heat. Throw two pads of butter in it. Just kind of shimmy that pan a little.
I love doing that.
Till the butter melts on its own. No stirring. Pour that over your steaks.
Awesome.
And that's a simple reduction sauce. And that's how
you see that with a red wine for sure. Reduced to a reduction.
Well, there's this word I keep seeing. What's the word?
Careful.
Onophilia.
Onophilia.
It sounds like a dirty word, doesn't it? Or you're making a dirty suggestion, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What is an ona?
Onophilia means the love of wine.
Yeah. Simple as that, huh?
And it sounds like a Beatles song. I want to feel ya. but
yeah,
it sounds like you're coming on to somebody. I want to make a dirty suggestion.
It probably works well if you're in Provence.
I guess. And then,
well, there's what I love this word, noble rot.
Uh-huh.
I know it's associated with the wine industry, and it means something interesting.
Yeah,
scientific even.
Mm-hmm.
But other than being a cool name for a wine bar, I don't know what it is.
As a matter of fact, in Oregon, there is a wine bar called Noble Rot.
I think there's a Noble Rot in just about every state.
Noble Rot is it's almost the raisining of the grape, letting it stay on the vine so long that it starts to form fungus on the outside of the grape in the plant. And what you're doing is you're denying or you're reducing the amount of liquid that's in the grape. The water. And by doing that, you create so much concentration of sugar and the minerals that are in that soil.
And it, but usually those wines that are noble rot, made from noble rot, are more expensive because you get less yield out of the grapes. But here's one for you.
Okay.
Larding.
Okay.
Have I got you? Have I stumped you?
No, I've not heard it used like that. A larding in Europe in some places is actually a pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Lardons are small pieces of bacon fat or pork
That's
fat.
The one I was getting to.
Lardons.
Lardons.
Lardons. Lardons.
Mike speaks Southern French.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
He heard people Monsieur. Saying Lardon and assumed Monsieur, it was ing at the end, because why wouldn't it be? But
well,
yeah, Lardons.
In my book, it said Larding.
Yeah. That sounds like a really old word for
Lardon. Lardon.
And it could be... It could be a verb form of making lardons, say larding, which is to cut the if you've got your bacon cut into strips and you cut it about every half inch all the way down, you're making lardons.
Yeah.
And then just throw that into a cold pan, bring the heat up slowly, render that down for the fat, and you'll get the best bacon bits you've ever had.
Oh, wow.
It's very crispy.
Oh, wow. Super. Yeah.
So you actually cut the bacon before you cook it to get really good bacon.
Yes.
Bits, not crush up bacon once it's done.
I want to say, too, bringing our guests on, we had, I'm glad that St. Patty's Day falls differently than Mardi Gras this year. Mm-hmm. We are in Mardi Gras season now. The 12th day has already happened. And
12th.
12th. Yeah. It's already happened. So we're in our season here in the South. Mm-hmm. We got so much going on. Weather's been great. We've been lucky.
Yeah. So, sort of. You know, and, you know, I think the way we're going to celebrate Mardi Gras is the traditional way of going up to Lookout Mountain and getting a cabin.
That's a great way.
Can I toss in real quickly, get down to Bob's Downtown Diner, experience brunch starting at 10:30 this morning?
10 o'clock.
Is it 10 o'clock?
They serve alcohol. They serve alcohol. They start at 10.
Wow. Well, okay.
Yeah, so it's an early brunch.
A block north of Cathedral Square, two blocks west of... Bienville.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're there.
Folks, get out Friday there, night. Support local, be local, buy local.
We and, did Friday night at Art Walk.
Yeah. Glad y'all did. You set a fine example.
Yeah, well, I have always
practice been
told
what
that.
You preach.
Yeah,
you practice what you preach.
All right, guys. All right, folks. Got to go.
We got to go. Provolone out there. Provolone.
I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh.